Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor, me, James William Gregory Jr., and this is GNN Gregory News Network coming to you from the world headquarters here in Jacksonville, Florida. It is 8 a.m. Eastern Time on March 18th, 2015. Coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com. /QuakeMan70, and it's going to be a great day, and I'm still not feeling great. I'm still feeling a little bit under the weather, so keep me in your prayers. I was just in the hospital again not too long ago. Yesterday, I got out yesterday. I was overnight at the Shands Hospital here in Jacksonville, Florida. My right leg is still swollen. And I've been feeling dizzy and lightheaded, but I'm starting to feel a lot better. They have me on medication, and so keep me in your prayers. Much appreciated, and God bless you. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God. He's God the Son, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost. Not three separate gods, but one God, one Lord, one faith, with three personalities of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Believe the gospel of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God. For whosoever, the Bible says, for whosoever, meaning anyone, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Not possibly have, not maybe have, but have everlasting life. It's not our righteousness, it's God's righteousness. Our righteousness is as filthy rags in the eyes of God. A lot of people say, well, if I do right and help people out, and God is going to let me into heaven. No, you have to believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary more than 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day over 2,000 years ago. And he is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, praying for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back from heaven bodily to judge the world in truth and in righteousness in great power and great glory. I hope and pray you're listening to me, ladies and gentlemen. You can call in live right now to Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is area code 347-633-9660. That's, you dial 1-1-347-633-9660. If you want to get in contact with me after the show, this is a 15-minute live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. You can call me on my cell phone, 904-504-4283. Dial 1-1, 904-504-4283. Ye must be born again. Born with the Holy Spirit of God. Once you believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, God gives you the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, amen, to indwell within you. Okay? That's what the Bible teaches. Read the Bible. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now in a few moments here, I'll be reading out of Proverbs chapter 18. Hey, if you want one of my newsletters, The Gregory Report, it's only $1 for my newsletter, The Gregory Report. Also, you can email me anytime, QuakeMan30 @gmail.com. That's spelled QUAKEMAN 30 @gmail.com. Okay? And remember, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord in prayer shall be saved. Believe the gospel. Do not doubt God. It is impossible for God to lie. Now, I can tell you who the liar is. Satan, he's the father of lies. You don't listen to him. He wants you to go to the lake of fire with him. Believe the gospel of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary more than 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave. That's the resurrection. And he is now seated on the right hand of the Father and making intercession for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back from heaven to judge the world. Congratulations to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel. He won the election yesterday. Congratulations to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. You know, I'm for the state of Israel. I love the Jews. The Bible says to the Jew first and also to the Greek the Gentile. The first Christians were Jewish. The apostles were Jewish. And then God opened up a door for the Gentiles to be saved. Praise the Lord. And, anybody who calls himself a Christian and they go against the Jews, they're not a Christian, okay? You know, we as Christians should love the Jews and pray for them and care about them and tell them the gospel, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But if you have something against the Jews, woe be unto you. Woe be unto you. Do you understand that? And, the Abrahamic covenant, I will bless those who bless thee, and I will curse those who curse thee. If you're for the Jews, the Christians, you'll be blessed by God. But if you go against the Jews and Israel and the Christians, you are cursed of God. You understand that? You're blessed of God if you're for the Jews and Israel and the Christians. And you are cursed of God if you go against the Jews or Israel and the Christians. Okay? I'm trying to help you. Please listen to me. You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor, James William Gregory Jr. It's a home church. I'm broadcasting right from my home here in Jacksonville, Florida, and this is GNN, Gregory News Network. It's my network by the grace of God. I've been on the air since 1999. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show, which is now GNN, Gregory News Network. Oh, by the way, the other day I started a newspaper. It's entitled The Target of Jacksonville. It's local news, national news, and worldwide news with a Christian emphasis, okay? If you're a Christian writer and you'd like to be a part of this brand new newspaper, The Target of Jacksonville, give me a call, 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. It's a weekly publication online. You know, it's online right now on the internet. So if you want to be a part of this newspaper, let me know. Give me a call, 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. And now I'm going to read out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 18. Stand by. Through desire a man having separated himself, seeketh an inner man with all wisdom. We should separate ourselves from the things of the world. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. When the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt, and with ignominy reproach. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. I'm reading out of Proverbs chapter 18 in the Holy Word of God, King James Version. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city and has an high wall in his own conceit. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. Amen. Still got about 5 minutes left on this live production, radio broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/quickman70. Let me read on in Proverbs chapter 18. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. The spirit of man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. He that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but his neighbor cometh and searcheth him. The lot causeth contentions to cease and parteth between the mighty. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Verse 22 of Proverbs 18, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. You know, I'm looking for another Christian lady to date and possibly marry in the future. My ex-wife is not coming back to me. So let me read that again. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Amen. The poor useth entreaties, but the rich answereth roughly. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, God only honors marriage between man and woman. Nothing else. Amen. The poor useth entreaties, but the rich answereth roughly. And then the last verse of Proverbs chapter 18. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Going to be wrapping up in a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. A special shout-out to Ramsey and Ruth Kamar. They're missionaries to Jerusalem. Pray for them. And also their children, Peter, Christy, and George. Okay, they're missionaries to Jerusalem. And once again, congratulations to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I pray that he is trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, the Jewish Messiah to all peoples. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu won the election yesterday, and so congratulations. And God bless you. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, and I believe those that down the 90 seconds of this live broadcast, that President Barack Hussein Obama, he tried to get the other person, you know, they sent people over there to Israel to try to convince the people not to vote for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And that's wrong. That's wrong. Thank God that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu won the election yesterday. And going to be wrapping up, ladies and gentlemen. You can send me an email anytime, quakeman30@gmail.com, quakeman30@gmail.com, or give me a call on my cell phone, 904-504-4283, 904-504-4283, less than a minute to go of this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm glad you've been listening, and later on, God willing, I'll put this up on my Facebook and Twitter site, okay, my radio show today. Okay, well, listen, have a great day. It's a little overcast here in Jacksonville, Florida today, but that's okay. God is in control of everything. He is in control of everything. And he will never leave us nor forsake us. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, going to be wrapping up, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory, Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GNN, Gregory News Network. I own this network by the grace of God. Been on the air since 1999. Have a great day. Take care.